Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Executive Vice President of the Mount Pleasant Area Chamber Alliance, Christy Ray, about the new grant program that is coming from Henry County Tourism.
Tell me about this grant program.
We receive funding for tourism, and we do marketing and advertising and different things to promote Mount Pleasant and Henry County as a whole. But we realize that there's an awful lot of organizations out there that are working very hard to bring people to town. And so we wanted to show our support to those efforts and to also put some of that money that we receive back into the community. So we decided to offer a grant program where people that are bringing groups into town can apply for this money, and we will judge each of those, and we will award money that we believe is rewarding to those groups. So if they're bringing people into town, we will help them with their effort.
Could these groups each be given up to $2,500 in grants?
So this is a pilot for just from now till the end of this year. And right now what we have set aside is $2,500 for the total pool. And so if we get one application and it's a wonderful application and we decide to award all $2,500, we would do that. If we had a lot of interest and we saw two or three different events and groups that qualify, then we may split that money up. So the total pool right now is $2,500. If we get applicants and we're happy with the program, then we are going to do another round of this in January.
You mentioned that you received funding to do this. Where is this funding coming from?
This funding comes from Henry County. Our Henry County government and Board of Supervisors are very supportive of our tourism efforts. They want to see us reaching out past Mount Pleasant and helping all of our surrounding areas as well. And so that is money that we receive from Henry County.
To be eligible to accept a grant, is this for organizations who are just bringing people into Mount Pleasant?
It is, just because it has to be an overnight stay. So it needs to be an overnight stay in Henry County. So the hotels happen to be in Mount Pleasant, but if this were a group in Salem or in Wayland or New London and they were having a class reunion but their people were going to stay in Mount Pleasant, then they would absolutely qualify. We love those projects just as much as if it were all right here in Mount Pleasant.
How do you think this program is benefiting Henry County?
Well, actually, as I said, the people may stay in Mount Pleasant because that's where the hotels are, but we know that Wayland and Salem and New London and some of our surrounding areas, they have wonderful festivals and they have great class reunions and they just do a great job with their stuff. It's going to benefit the whole county because this won't be just for Mount Pleasant. If somebody in any place in our county is bringing people in, it just happens to be that the hotels are in Mount Pleasant. And that's the purpose of this grant, is to get those hotels filled.
What kinds of qualifications or qualities are you looking for in your grant applicants?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, that's going to be the big question is, are you going to generate overnight stays? So this isn't for a program that's just going to be an afternoon where everybody in town goes to an event that are all local. The point of tourism funding is to try to get people to come into town from outside the area. But we do realize that, let's say you're having, I know that Salem has a town festival, Wayland has their town festival, Winfield Mount Union has theirs. Those people are going to come back. It could be a class reunion. It could be a community event. It could be a wedding, anything, and a business meeting, anything like that. If they're bringing people in from outside the area, that's the people that we want to help.
Is there a deadline for applications?
Mm-hmm. For this year, or for this quarter, basically, it's this last quarter, the deadline is August 31st. So from now until August, people can apply. It's a very simple application. It'll be on our website, or they can call our office. they will apply, and then we have a three-person task force that will actually be reviewing each of the applicants and will be rewarding the money. And so if somebody happens to have something from August through the end of the year, they can go ahead and apply now. And then if that goes well, then as I said, we'll open this up again in January for all of next year.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mount Pleasant Area Chamber Alliance Executive Vice President Christy Ray. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.